Hi.
It's nice to see everyone again. Moving from despair to faith, it's not always an easy path, but it's definitely progressive. They're not singular stages, not at all. And I've been thinking a lot about this kind of progression. And the music and the reading, as always, are always in sync. I love how universal mind works in that way. And from everything I've read recently, as I was thinking about this topic, I've come to believe there are those four stages to the progression of faith. There's despair, there's hope, belief, and then we come to faith. And after examining my own experiences of the last year and some really recent ones, I have found that while wallowing around in my own self-pity can be fun, it is that really what happens is that I move in kind of it's not even a word. So as a professor, I just know that I know this kind of a spiralistic type of order. And I'm one of those people who can drop quickly to despair. Very quickly. I see things that upset me or I don't like, and or someone hurts me or someone gets hurt, or I watch the news and I can fall quickly out of where I am and into that mindset that things are not okay. But I move back, then I move on to hope, and then I use the tools that I've learned over my lifetime as I became a minister and into my belief system and what I've been taught, and then eventually I'm back at my faith. So what is it that each of these words mean? Because they can mean different things to different people, especially in moments of uncertainty or doubt. And these moments when we're scared or we're unsettled, these words can take a different meaning. If we're anxious, being in fear is different than if we're actually threatened. So here are some examples. Despair. On some level, all of us have known despair. I can count number of times in my life when I have felt despair, depression, anxiety, in fear, and those things have taken over my mind. And I know that we can all talk about our own circumstances and our own experiences with that. Death of a loved one, fight with a friend, financial issues, just goes on and on. Despair has easily come to us. Hope, according to Ernest Holmes, states that, he says that hope is simply a desire and a wish for something different and meaningful. Hope is a subtle illusion, according to Dr. Holmes. Hope is good, it's better than despair, but it's an unconscious compromise, and it promises nothing. We say things to ourselves and others like, I hope you're better. I hope you slept well. I hope I see you soon. I hope you've learned your lesson. All of those things. I hope you get the job. And countless other wishes of hope. On the other hand, belief, according to Dr. Holmes, is a conviction or feeling of the truth or proposition of a certain condition. So belief may go no further than intellectual agreement. And based on what we call evidence appearing real, we change our minds. We're off in a certain direction and we believe we're going in the right way, especially in the woods. This has happened to me. And then all of a sudden I doubt myself and I turn back too soon, often, before I come to the crossroads. I believe I knew what I was doing, but I can change my mind in an instant. And who's the best candidate? We can all go through all sorts of belief systems. We can change them in a moment. Faith, Holmes again. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Interesting parallel with the word hope, but it's the evidence of things not seen. Faith embodies trust and confidence. And faith is a mental attitude so inwardly embodied that the mind can no longer deny it. Faith is complete when it is both conscious and subjective acceptance, and it's definitive and absolute. So those are the four words in description. And when I started this talk, although it sounds like I read Holmes exclusively, I almost immediately went back to Emma Curtis Hopkins. Personally, I think everything revolves around Emma Curtis Hopkins. For Hopkins, faith is the I am. I am. And we don't say, I hope I am the power. We don't say, I hope I am the life, or I hope I am peace. I really want to be the joy. We don't say those things. We say, I am the joy. I am the power. I am the wisdom. I am manifestation of the divine. So it's not the concept that we believe in. It's the tangible effect that we are. We are the light. We are the love. We are the life, the peace, the power, the wisdom, and we are the joy. And this is the substance of faith. We don't hope it. We don't believe it. We know we are it. We are the manifestation of the divine in living form, the same as the sun, the moon, the trees, and the sacred animals that we hold so dear to our heart. We don't watch a hawk in the sky and hope it doesn't fly into a tree. We know we have faith that they're up there because they're doing something that we know that they can do. I have had a lot of friends die last year. Among them were Reverend Rick Krebs, Kate Rhiannon Wagner, Reverend Dr. Barbara Waterhouse, and Dr. Mary Thuman. And each of those breaths took my breath away. And I went into some deep contemplation about my life, because that's what happens when we're in despair. And how many of you remember The Princess Bride? Inigo Montoya says in that movie that when you don't know what to do next, go back to the beginning. Well, I feel like we're at the beginning still of a new year and a new life for me. And new and better things await us. Our futures lay out before us. We're not at the mercy of the universe. I'm sorry, motorcycles. I'm like, it's like other people, it's squirrel, you know, or something. But for me, it's a motorcycle slowly coasting down a hill. So I apologize. Anyway, this means that we can call into our lives that we what we desire. We can claim the actions and the behaviors and the results that we desire, because we are powerful individuals. We are manifestations of the divine. And Audre Lorde once said, "When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether or not I am afraid." And someone gave me a card for my 45th sobriety birthday last year, and they said, and it says, "A strong woman looks a challenge dead in the eye and winks." And I like that a lot. And it reminds me, it brings me back to faith, because it's important to remember we will never face the unknown alone unless we choose to. And as we wade through the tides of each moment, we must have faith and remember that we are understood, that we are loved, and that we always have a shoulder to lean on if we choose. This little sanctuary and you people have been that for me countless times over the years as I drive this way and reflect on what I'm going to talk about and what my life is holding. I come here and it's like sanctuary. So faith involves trust, and it endures in the face of doubt, whereas belief is just something we take to be true. I can have faith in things or people without a corresponding belief, and I can believe things that I don't have faith in. So here's and then there's a difference between trust and belief as well. And we're going to keep exploring a little bit in these words because we use them interchangeably, but when in fact they mean quite different things. So here's an illustration some of you might have heard. There was a tightrope walker who could perform death-defying feats without support or life-saving equipment. Crowds would gather to watch him, and he would walk across Niagara Falls on the tightrope. It's scary. Yeah. In one event, he performed this daring stunt and also took a wheelbarrow with him over the tightrope. And he asked the audience when he was done, and he said, "Do you believe I can take that wheelbarrow over the tightrope again?" And they said, "Yes!" And they were full of enthusiasm. "Let's see you come back across Niagara Falls." And he said, "Well, in case you believe that I can do it, who is willing to sit in the wheelbarrow?" Oh, there were no volunteers. And that's the difference between trust and belief. And you can probably all find your own circumstances where that happens. And then as we move on to the difference between faith and hope, in the Science of Mind text, Ernest Holmes says, and this is a saying that's actually quoted often, hope is good. It's better than despair, but it's, as I said earlier, a subtle illusion and an unconscious compromise. And again, in the same source, it reads, faith looks to the invisible, the spiritual realm. And instead of seeing a void, it fastens its gaze upon a solid reality. Faith is substance. So to form such a high level of confidence, faith may not require proof. And there is a classic tale, again, some of you may have heard this, of a village that was suffering from drought and famine. And the villagers gathered together to pray for rain, but only one person, a small boy, brought an umbrella to walk home in. If you're going to pray for rain, be prepared for it. That's faith. Holmes, in his book, This Thing Called You, states to have complete faith that there is something within you beyond all doubt and fear, something which has never been limited by your acts or destroyed by your feelings. This is the only something that can make you whole. The only things that stand between you and faith are the accumulated thoughts, beliefs, hopes, and emotions that have happened throughout your life. Know that what has been put there can be removed. Your faith is only limited by what you believe. And the world that you move around in, the people you associate with. The law of faith operates with integrity in the definitive idea, thought, expectation, acceptance that's implanted into it. Stop arguing, stop debating, stop looking for an authority outside of yourself and outside of your own conviction. Faith requires complete confidence in divine law and an equal confidence in yourself. It's not always easy to control your thoughts. I know that as I saw the motorcycle go back up the hill. And it's not easy to think of joy when we're in pain or when we're frightened about our financials or to have faith in universal abundance and those kind of things. Yet we also know that the law of mind reflects our mental attitudes. And Sri Aurobindo in The Life Divine says, faith is indispensable, for without it we could not proceed forward in our journey through the unknown. We need to have our faith as we go into later this afternoon or tomorrow. Have faith in God or in your spiritual practices. And if you don't have a spiritual practice, then get one and go back to the beginning if you need to. When it creeps up on me, I go back to something I learned from August Gold years ago at the Center for Spiritual Living, Asheville. A lot of places I've been. At first I was thinking it was the First Church of Religious Science, but it's not. It was in Asheville, and it was August Gold, and it's read, write, and meditate, and do it. If you can't do anything else, then do that for equal measure. Read for 3 minutes, write for 3 minutes, then meditate for 3 minutes. And if you do that, practice that, you'll slowly increase the time you do each one, and you'll sink into a comfortable rhythm throughout the day. And that was helpful for me. It doesn't matter what you read, because something will always trigger the thought that you need to be thinking about. So I say this to you, each of you, again and again and again. You are the power of the divine. Each of you is the peace. You are the wisdom. You are the light. You are the joy. You are the love, and you are the life of God manifest. And I encourage you to repeat that to yourself with Emma Curtis Hopkins in the great I Am. I am the light. I am the life. I am the power. I am the peace. I am the joy. I am the wisdom. I am the love. I am the light manifest, because you are individual points of light that walk these streets of Franklin. So have faith in our world, have others in you, and thank you.